Hello, church family. If we haven't met, my name is Marilyn Mitchell, and I'm the Women's Ministry Director for New Vision's Buchanan Campus. And today, it's my joy and honor to read with you 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 in the English Standard Version. And it says this, "Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." Oh, friends, I just love it. I'm just so impassioned by Paul's words because I feel his passion every single time, his desire, his heart for these people, and of course for the Lord. And so as he's just been in the preceding passages, Paul has been addressing concerns regarding the second coming of Christ. We know that some of the believers in Thessalonica had become really anxious and they were concerned that the day of the Lord had already come. But Paul had reassured them, he's correcting their misconceptions, and he's providing further teaching for them. And so in this passage now, he's just been addressing those issues. And so now as he tries to close out this particular part, he asks specifically for prayer. And I think this is so important because in the two verses just directly preceding this, he's kind of praying for them. And yet then he turns right around and says, "Now, finally, please pray for us." And I think that's so important because I believe that sometimes we do fail to pray for our leaders. We assume that they're already close to the Lord and that they're already doing all the right things. And, you know, they're praying for us. So we kind of get into this more recipient mindset. But what Paul is saying is, please, please, brothers, pray for us. Pray for us as well, because we are doing this work and we want the word of the Lord to continue to speed ahead and to be honored just like it was for you. And so I think this is really important because I've just been convicted a lot lately about how quick the enemy is, our adversary is, to come in and want to always make everything about us. Friends, when we are saying me, me, I too much, that's a real red flag that we are not aligned with the Spirit, because the Spirit is about him. He's about the Lord and he's about the kingdom of God and about the furtherance of that kingdom, not about the furtherance of myself. And so I love this because he's reminding them to not be so focused on their own things that they exclude this very important focus on others. So he's begging them to pray for them because he does need these prayers. He's asking for these prayers, but I believe it's also to encourage them in that spiritual discipline. And then, oh my goodness, verses 2 and 3, you know, that to pray that we'll be delivered because not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. Oh, friends, if there's nothing else you get from this discussion of this passage today, I want you to cling to that. I want you to repeat that. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. There is nothing that you are facing, have faced, or will face in which he will not be faithful, has not been faithful, will forever be faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And I love Paul because I feel this myself, this supreme confidence. He says, "We have confidence in the Lord about you." If you're missing, you're lacking in some of this confidence, borrow mine, Paul says. Borrow mine, I say, because we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that have been commanded. And the way we do that, again, Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is just sharing these things in such a profound way. But verse 5 kind of wraps it all up in the sense that he says, "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God." He's commanding us in these things, in these preceding passages, and now he's exhorting us rather strongly, but it, with beautiful, loving passion. And then what does he say? So do everything you're supposed to do or else. No, he says, "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." Friends, don't ever get it twisted. Our enemy will twist this so quickly, but it's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's not in any way based on how well Marilyn does or does not do. It is just the love of God, his faithfulness, his steadfastness. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will never abandon us. He will never look away in disgust, because Christ paid the price. His blood covers all of that. And so that may the Lord direct our hearts to his love, the love of God, whereby we are able to do these other things through the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. So I think that's so important. Paul's teaching the Thessalonians and us just perseverance and faithfulness in prayer, in deed, and just a reminder that God is trustworthy. He is trustworthy, and he promises to strengthen and protect his people from the attacks of the evil one. But we have to partner with him in that, in trusting him in that, in looking to him in that. And then that results in this kind of confidence that Paul expresses, this complete, utter confidence in the faithfulness and also the obedience of the believers. Can you just hear this for a minute too? Because I feel like I've heard this in several areas recently. I believe one of them most recently was Jen Wilkin, was just talking about how sad it is that we are so capable of hard things, that across the world, across our hearts, across our day-to-day lives, we do really hard things, right? There's people out there running marathons. There's people dealing with severe disease and taking care of loved ones. There's just so many things, and that we are capable of hard things. And yet for some reason, we have a tendency in the church and just in our human nature in general to act as if we're not capable to do, like, and we see it throughout scripture. Moses is like, but Jesus, I have a speech impediment, or just so many things. We see Jonah, the very reluctant prophet, right? All of these things that we see, but here's the bottom line. None of that matters. What matters is that God is faithful. He is trustworthy. He promises to strengthen. And because of that, we are capable of hard things. That spirit within us, there is nothing impossible for him. And so for us to consistently and constantly downplay our ability is a complete misunderstanding, because it's never been our ability that was in play. God knew our abilities or lack thereof when he called us into himself and into his ministry. And trust me, friend, if you are a Christ follower, as Brady said recently in a sermon, if you are alive and you are a Christ follower, you have been called to walk in obedience and to follow him in whatever that looks like. And you are, because of Christ, able. You are able. And so let's have confidence in that obedience, confidence in that faithfulness, that it's not completely on us. He has done it for and through us. And so I just think that's so, so important. And then that last verse is so sweet. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Again, I feel like when the Lord is doing a work, you can't get away from it. Have you ever felt that? That every sermon you hear, every passage you read, like underscores that theme that he's been working on in you. And I don't know if it's the same for you, but for me, man, he has just been hammering this concept of perseverance. It seems like it's everywhere I turn, and we see it here as well. Again, in this passage alone, Paul is emphasizing the importance of prayer, the spread of the gospel, protection from opposition, God's faithfulness, obedience of believers, and spiritual growth in love and perseverance. And so, my friend, that would be my encouragement to you as well. We can do hard things through the power of Christ, because it's him in us moving and working to do his good will. All we have to do is get out of the way. And so I just pray that where we need conviction, that we're trying in our own strength, that sweet Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts, that we would not quench that spirit, so that we could hear that message, and that with confidence and belief that our strength comes from him alone, and that he is faithful, that we will continue to walk in love and in truth and in a pursuit of the spread of the gospel. So friends, I pray that over you today, that these words will find a soft place in your heart and will bear much fruit. Be blessed. Mm-hmm.